unexplored depths, Kessel. The speeder plummeted into darkness. The underside almost immediately slammed into a slab of rock angled at about 45 degrees to their descent. The repulsors, over-revving themselves to compensate, bounced the speeder away from the slab and flipped it. In the beams of the headlights, Han saw rocks seemingly spin around him as the speeder rolled. He clicked the repulsors off the standard setting and brought them up toward full strength, trying to slow the speeder's descent and eventually hover. Then Leia shouted something he didn't understand. She was staring upward, and he could feel more than see the immense shelf of rock falling into the shaft after them. He killed the repulsors and fired the thrusters, rocketing the speeder straight down the shaft. In the spare second he had before further action was required, he flipped the repulsors to collision reduction, a forward projection that would reduce the severity of the crash when they hit. They entered a huge cavern, or perhaps a tunnel, for it was of an almost constant diameter, more than 100 meters, and there were faint glows to the right and left. He flipped over to normal flight mode and rolled to starboard. The sensors screamed that a collision with the floor was imminent. He'd almost managed to pull out of the dive when the front portions of the speeder smashed into the stone floor. They hit at an oblique angle, a life-saving circumstance. The impact was powerful, slamming the two of them forward in their restraints, but the speeder continued forward, bouncing like a flat stone being skipped across a pond. The repulsors kicked off. The speeder hit again, jarring Han's spine, and bounced up again in Kessel's low gravity. Then it hit a third time, and stayed down, skidding forward for another 40 meters or more. They stopped, but the thundering noise of descending stone didn't. Well behind them, an avalanche of rocks, boulders, and billowing dust poured out of the ceiling, creating an enormous hill directly beneath the hole through which they had fallen. Hurried but detached, Han went through his emergency checklist. Leia, unhurt, unstrapping herself, checking for her lightsaber. Himself, minor pains in neck and arms, nothing significant. Control board, dark. Sensors, off. Odors, recycled air, nothing toxic. No sign that the recyclers were still functioning. He let out his breath for the first time since the floor had dropped away. He unstrapped.
Be ready to run in case more of the ceiling drops.
She gave him a look no other person could have interpreted. Half appreciation for his concern, half aggravation that he was telling her things she was already prepared to do. The air around them dimmed as the outer edges of the dust cloud rolled over them, but the noise of the avalanche diminished. A few moments later, it was reduced to the sound of an occasional rock tumbling onto the mound, and stony grumbling as the mound itself settled. Carefully, quietly, Han and Leia emerged from the speeder. There was no pop of the atmosphere seal breaking as they did so. The speeder's frame must have twisted, ruining seal integrity during their crash. Leia found a powerful glow lamp in the jumble of equipment in the back seat. She snapped it on and played it toward the cavern ceiling. Though weak at this range, the beam showed that the hole in the ceiling was no more. It was plugged by jagged chunks of stone, some of them weighing dozens or hundreds of tons.
Great,
Han said. He moved to the front of the speeder and opened the engine compartment.
Hey, any landing you can walk away from is a good one, Leia said.
He offered a derisive snort.
That's survivor talk. A pilot says any landing you can't fly away from is a failure.
You did all right.
I know I did. It was this archaic piece of junk that let us down.
He shook his head over the state of the engine and slammed the compartment closed. Then he gave the side of the speeder a savage kick.
That good?
Yeah, I hope you like walking, lady.
Han, you may have noticed in the distance some light sources.
Probably phosphorescent lures of an infinite number of giant carnivorous tunnel beetles.
She laughed at him, then began pulling equipment from the back seat.
Let's gear up for a hike.